Well, let's move on to some questions here about business in the village. First of all, a question about the economy. The economy is on most people's minds right now, especially jobs. According to the Census Bureau, in Little Chute, one out of every five jobs are created by small businesses with less than 20 employees. Another two out of the five are from mid-sized businesses with 20 to 100 employees. And over 95% of the businesses in Little Chute are either small or mid-sized. How will you support existing small and mid-sized businesses and encourage the development of new ones?
Well, Mike, that's a great question. I've always been a huge supporter of drawing new businesses into the community, especially as you know the downtown has as many vacant buildings as we do. I think we're on the front edge of a wave that will help move us forward with the coming of the windmill once it is finalized. I think what happens in our community, or what is happening, I think a lot of things are kind of on hold or in a pause mode until that's completed. I think you kind of don't have a true feel to know what to expect as far as tourist volume and such. So I think a lot of your businesses, especially the smaller ones that would entertain that particular crowd, are kind of holding back and waiting to see what happens. And I think often you do see that occur when you see something big come into the community. As far as me, I personally can't do anything, but I'll tell you what I can do. I'll be out there supporting and pushing and moving as many as I can. I will reach out to people, reach out to businesses, reach out beyond our borders and see what we can and can do and see who can fit into this community and what it offers.
Sure. And as a small businessman yourself, you've owned and operated a small business or perhaps more than one. I don't recall now. And you've also worked for some very large businesses, working for Humana, which is a nationwide business. So do you think that background gives you some additional insight into the small and maybe mid-sized businesses and what they're looking for? And maybe talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. I've had the pleasure or so of working both as a blue-collar worker as well as a white-collar worker, and then as a small business owner, having the ability to touch all areas in different ways. I think I have a pretty good understanding of what they're looking for, what their needs may be. You know, again, that's only threshed out through speaking to them and seeing what's coming up ahead of us. And I tell you honestly, through my own business experiences and some things I'm looking forward to doing possibly down the road, I'm considering another small business in the downtown. Mm-hmm. In my mind is how do you, you know, if you're going to encourage it, how do you encourage it? Other than through examples, it's in and to itself. I mean, if you can set the example and show what you can do, others may follow that lead. And that's what I'm kind of hoping.
Oh, there you go. Thank you.